insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا
But they worship rather than Allah that which does not benefit them or harm them, and the disbeliever is ever against his Lord, an assistant to Satan.
Brothers and sisters, we are discussing the 55th verse of Surah Al-Furqan. This verse starts saying, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا And they worship, besides Allah, things which neither profit them nor harm them. And the infidel is a helper against his Lord. As you may remember, the previous verse ended saying, وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا And your Lord is ever powerful. Now, in this verse, the deviation of the polytheists from the principle of monotheism, which is comparing the power of idols with Allah's power, and some of which are mentioned in the previous verses, is brought up. You may remember the previous verses talked about the different aspects of the power of the Lord, how He created water, how He let water have enlivening effects, about the rainfalls, about the different benefits of the rainfalls, and how He has created man from water. In this verse, it is comparing the power of the idols with Almighty Allah's power. So, at first, the Holy Quran says, يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ They worship besides Allah things which neither profit them nor harm them. It is certain that benefit and harm cannot be the only criterion of worshipping. But by mentioning this, the Quran intends to say that they have no pretext for worshipping idols, because idols are some objects that have no value, they have no positive and no negative effect. So the verse says the polytheists have got no reason and logic for worshipping their idols. Harm and benefit is only in the hand of Allah and not others. In fact, this verse is giving us a criterion. If you are looking for a valuable action, if you are looking for a valuable deed, your deed must attract some benefits, or your deed must repel a kind of darar or harm. And worshipping other than the Almighty Allah has got no value. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ. So these infidels, these polytheists have got no reason. They cannot justify worshipping these idols other than the Almighty Allah.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
At the end of the verse, the Holy Quran says, وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا. And the infidel is a helper of aberration against his Lord. So, this end of the verse is saying that these infidels, these polytheists, are not alone in their deviated path. They certainly support, they certainly help each other. The powers which must be mobilized for the sake of Allah, they are all organized against Allah, against His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and against the true believers. If we see that some of the commentators have interpreted the Quranic word kafir or disbeliever here as Abu Jahl, they want to mention a clear extension. And this person, of course, it is a clear extension. Otherwise, the Arabic word kafir has got extensive meaning everywhere, which includes all disbelievers and not just one. But the interesting point is that based on the previous verses, the Prophet of Islam was ordered to observe two rules when he is somehow talking or he is having connections with these infidels. He has to stop following them. He has to be aware that following them is going to lead to hellfire, and second is that he has to start fighting against them using reason and argumentation. And this part of the 55th verse is telling us why he has to be careful with them. وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا. These infidels, these polytheists, they're not alone. They help each other, and in their deviated path, they have each other's support. So that is why you have to be really careful how you deal with them. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.